This needs more salt.
How much? Half teaspoon? Three-quarters teaspoon?
No, a little less than that. Like a schwit.
Okay, I'm trying to write this down. So a schwit is how much?
I'm not doing this well.
No. I'm the problem, okay? If for some reason, I just need the instructions spelled out. So you're doing fine. That's my problem.
Yeah, but they're going to ask the exact same thing on the exam.
You mean for the cooking school?
Yeah, they're going to say how much, and I'm not going to be able to tell them.
Look, I've understood everything so far, okay? And it's fun, and I never find cooking fun. So you're doing great, okay? So just take a guess on the salt. Half teaspoon, scant half teaspoon?
That sounds great to me. Okay, now
anything
we
else?
Add the cinnamon.
In the chili, really?
Yeah, it's my grandmother's secret. It makes it so good.
Oh.
Like this much.
Okay, so what am I writing down? A tablespoon? A peeping teaspoon?
I don't know. You just look, you know? That much chili means this much cinnamon, you know?
I'm sorry, it's okay. Look, you can figure that out later, and then you'll know it for the cooking exam, okay?
Okay.
So, have these rolls risen enough?
Yeah, you can take this, and you can spread the butter.
Okay. Like painting, right?
Yeah. Lightly.
All right.
But it should be cornbread. I forgot to bring the cornmeal. I'm a week away from this exam, and I forget something so stupid. You would never serve rolls with chili.
I honestly wouldn't know. I just buy this stuff packaged, and I put it together, as you can tell from scanning my groceries at the market.
You know, I never understood that. I hope you don't mind me asking, but why don't you know how to cook,
like at all? No, I don't mind. As my mother. She never taught me how. Probably because
she
was...
I know that the butter gets really greasy sometimes, so I'll take it from here.
Okay. All right, and the chili?
We need to let it simmer. Yo necesito comida buena, por favor.
Okay, so what am I writing down?
You need to let it simmer. For 10 minutes. Let's just try 10 minutes.
Okay.
I like your kitchen. Huh. It's nice. It's calm.
Thanks.
Why does it feel like this in here?
Well, I think maybe it's
You hear the bubbling? It's too high. The simmering is too high. It's got to be really, really subtle. Here, let me taste. Yeah, that's something my grandma would call bonita.
Should I chop these?
Yes, please.
So is your grandmother still living?
No. She died when I was 10. But she taught me a lot. She was always cooking. She called it love.
That's nice. So, if you don't mind me asking, you never talk much about your family. Are they still in Miami? Do they visit you here?
No. My family... You know what? It's a boring story.
Now, why do you say that?
Let's just get back to the cooking lesson. The rolls can probably go in the oven, so here.
Okay.
Your story... Let me guess. You grew up in a big house with, a piano or something. And your mom, she hired someone, a cook, to make these 5-star gourmet meals for you every day, and that's why you don't know how. I mean, you always buy those ready-made meals, and you always come in dressed so nice, so what are you? Lawyer, doctor, CEO, what?
I would love that story to be mine. I'm a legal secretary for a law firm. And the reason I don't know how to cook is because my mom was an alcoholic for as long as I can remember. And not the quiet kind either. Yeah. I grew up on peanut butter and white bread. Sometimes we didn't even have that. You know, when I was little, my brother would take me around the neighborhood and we'd go through people's trash cans and poke holes in the plastic bags to see if we could find food.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When my mother did cook, she was drunk and it was awful. And I remember once when she tried to teach me and she forgot something, so she got so mad, she just picked up the mixing bowl and she threw it over my head and it smashed on the cabinet door. I didn't want to learn to cook. I vowed when I grew up, I would make so much money that it didn't matter if I couldn't cook. I'd buy it.
Wow. I mean, I always thought you were so perfect.
Oh, no. I'm a mess. And as you picked up, I'm super awkward at connecting with people, especially ones who can cook.
You're not awkward. All right, you're maybe a little awkward. I mean, that's why I had to leave, too. I mean, my house was just chaotico. My mom is also an alcoholic. And she's bipolar. At least that's what they keep telling her at the clinic, so. Whatever it is, it's pretty crazy.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's just the way life is, I guess. And that's why I need to get into this cooking school. And that's why you letting me practice here has been... But you might not even want me back, so.
Why? Because your mother's an alcoholic and struggles with mental illness? I just told you the crazy land I came from.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes people just... You just think about it later and they just change their mind. They just decide something about you and...
I'm not gonna do that. Why would I? Hey, you brought cooking to my kitchen. You know, you're right. I work, I come home, I cook fuel. So this is good for me, too.
Okay. So why does it feel like this in here when you don't cook?
I think because I pray here.
Where?
Oh, at that table. Prayed there for years.
What do you pray about?
Everything. Because I'm a mess, and I need Jesus. Simple as that. I pray, and I know he's listening because things change. You know, and even when it seems they don't, I know that he's God and I'm not.
You know, my grandma used to do that for me. But obviously, it's not really working out anymore, so.
Well, why do you say that?
Because I want more than anything than to get into that cooking school. And I don't even know if they're gonna accept me. You miss out on an opportunity, you can just find something else. But me? This is all that I can do. This is all that I have. With cooking, it's like you mix this and you season that and it just comes out good. And people eat it. And it's just beautiful.
I understand.
Yeah. So this whole like prayer thing, is it like reaching out to the universe, or?
No. It's like reaching out to somebody who loves you personally. Loves you enough to care that you do well on this exam. So you meet me, who can't cook, but has a kitchen, and wants you to succeed. I've been praying for you here.
Really? That's kind of cool. So how does this whole, like, prayer thing work?
It's pretty simple, really. Prayer is talking to God. Talking to someone who loves you. Yeah, that's it. If you like it, I could pray with you about the exam.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.